Thanksgiving dinner costs less this year. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Americans will pay a few cents less for a turkey and all the trimmings for a classic Thanksgiving dinner this year, according to American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson. AFBF's Cindy Sirikas has that story.
The centerpiece of nearly every Thanksgiving dinner table will be a turkey again this year. The cost of the feast will be down slightly compared to a year ago, according to American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson. Anderson explains the results of AFBF's 28th annual survey.
Well, in this year's annual American Farm Bureau Thanksgiving Dinner Survey, the price that we came up with for a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was $49.04, and that was down just a few cents from last year.
Farm Bureau members from around the country check prices for turkey and all the trimmings at local grocery stores, and the results are summarized to come up with a national average. This year, nearly 170 people in 34 states participated.
The main item that decreased in price was the turkey, and that's fairly typical for the survey. The turkey is the center of the table item, and it's the biggest item in terms of value. The turkey price that we came up with was a few cents lower than last year on a per pound basis, and we're pricing a 16-pound turkey. That accounted for most of the decline.
No news is good news when it comes to how much cash you'll have to part with to prepare that special meal.
For the most part, I think it's important to be clear that there really wasn't much change in anything. Most of the prices were very similar to a year ago. Most items were essentially even with where they were a year ago. A few changes up and down by a couple of cents here and there, but no real major movers.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says America's farm families are honored to produce the food for Thanksgiving celebrations, and that during this holiday season, many farmers and ranchers are reaching out to consumers in person or through social media to answer questions about the food they grow or the poultry and livestock they raise. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.